I'm now joined here in the studio by Aisling Hederman from Dublin Bay North Homeless Crisis Centre to talk about the forthcoming Christmas party to be held in Coolockhare for homeless children currently living in emergency accommodation. She's also accompanied by Aisling Kenny, who was previously in emergency accommodation. A very good afternoon to both of you, and thanks for coming in to us.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
You're most welcome. So first of all, tell us, where exactly in Coolock will the party be held and when is it?
So basically we're having the Christmas party in the Darndale Community Hall on the 17th of December from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We're reaching out to as many families that are in emergency accommodation and that they're most welcome to come on the day.
Right, okay. What's happening at the party? Tell us, will Santa Claus be there? Santa gifts?
We'll have a good... Yeah. Fun day planned. Everything that has been offered to us is donated by kind donators in the public domain. We will have face painting, we'll have a magician, bouncy castles, entertainers on the day, there'll be food, there'll be hot chocolate, and of course Santa with the big man with a few presents for the kids.
Okay, that's great. Any age restrictions for the children?
No age restrictions for the children. As we understand, an awful lot of children are from any age, from newborn up to 18 years of age, that are in emergency accommodation, and we'll be accommodating for as many as possible within them ages.
Okay, right. Aisling, yourself, you'll be going along?
I will indeed, yeah.
Okay, you're looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What date is it again?
It's the 17th of December. It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
From what time?
From 2 o'clock till 6 p.m.
Okay, right. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Aisling?
No, yourself? I just, from being in emergency accommodation myself, this time 2 years ago, I know that this day out would mean a lot to families in emergency accommodation. So, just hope that everybody comes out on the day, because it's going to turn out to be an amazing day, as it was last year.
It's a very tough time of year.
It is. It's
in
very. It's from my experience, very lonely time. Especially,
yeah.
You know, it's not the same feel. You worry. Kids worry if Santa can make it to the hotel's rooms and where the tyres are going to go, if you can get the big tyres and stuff like that. So, this day is just to give the kids a break and let them know that there is people in the community thinking of them, and
okay.
We're looking forward to seeing them.
Of course, and the child's mind is baffled in a situation.
Oh, absolutely. They get totally confused.
Yeah.
About the situation, you know.
Lots of extra questions that need to be answered.
Definitely.
And it's also very difficult for the parents as well.
Yeah, well, there are questions you don't really want to be answering. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a parent, yeah.
Yeah. What about the crisis in the centre at the moment? How are things going in relation to... Because now, like after a very mild day yesterday, we're coming into extreme cold conditions and it's going to get worse over the weekend. Anything lined up for this weekend? For
over the weekend. So there is homeless outreach teams out on the streets every day. And then there's inner city help and homeless that do an after hours outreach between 11 o'clock and up to 5 o'clock in the morning. So if anyone finds a rough sleeper or feels that somebody might need some extra help, please contact Inner City Help and Homeless.
Okay, right. Is there anything else besides this party coming up as well?
Not at the moment.
Not
at the moment.
We
have a support group for families to come together and share their experiences. That's every Friday in St. Joseph's Community Hall from 10:30 to 12:30. So we'd encourage anyone that's at risk of homelessness or is homeless to come find out, share your experience and find out how to access the services.
Okay, and St. Joseph's Community Hall, whereabouts?
On Greencastle in Coolock.
Greencastle and Coolock.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Is there a website address, Facebook page, anything that you'd like to give us?
The Facebook page is North Dublin Bay Housing Crisis Community. You can also contact us by email on ndbhousingcrisis@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the Facebook page. All details are on that, and contact us any way that you can. There is an Eventbrite for any families that would like to register. We'd advise that they register soon because there will be a closing date put in place.
Okay. Lady, thank you very much. Just before we finish, anything else you'd like to add, either of you?
No, just that we're really looking forward to the day, and if anyone would like to get involved or to donate on the day, also get in touch.
Absolutely. That's great. Aisling, thank you very much for coming in to us and taking the time, and hopefully we'll talk again about something else in the near future.
Yeah, brilliant, Johnny.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
You're most welcome. All the best.